Proclamation number 6795 of 31st of March, 1957. God wants to reveal himself to every human being. I myself speak to you, your God and Father of eternity, if only it is your will to hear me. Whether you still live on earth or already in the kingdom of the beyond, you constantly need strength in order to ascend. And I convey this strength to you in the form of my word, which touches you all miraculously and your soul also noticeably feels the influx of strength. And truly, everything spiritual would already have reached the ascent if it would use this great grace to let me speak to itself. But people and also the still immature souls in the kingdom of the beyond lack faith in this, faith in my infinite love which seeks contact with you. 3/31, 1957. You well know that you are the creations of a power, and you are told that this power is supremely perfect, that it works in love and wisdom. But you have no proof of this as long as you have not yet established the connection with this power yourselves. And you, in turn, do not establish this connection because you have no proof that it is love and wisdom in itself. And therefore I continue to seek the connection with you. And indeed I speak to you even if you don't believe yet. For because you yourselves are completely ignorant as a result of your former fall into the abyss, you now need to be instructed about what you lack in knowledge, but especially about your connection with your God and Creator and about your earthly task. Therefore my word is sent to you which can truly give you the brightest realization if you accept it in your heart and then also become active according to my word. And my word is conveyed to every person once. I always try to force myself into the human being's heart, yet not by force because this would be futile. But where I have found entrance into a person's heart, the bond is also established, and now I can speak with increased effect. Now I can speak to the person like a father to his child. And I try to achieve this bond because then every guarantee is also given that the person will receive information about my true nature and that he will then also kindle love within himself for his God and Father of eternity. I reveal myself in the Word, for I don't want people to remain ignorant, that they'll leave the earth in the same state of lightlessness as when they entered it. I want to impart knowledge to them, gifts, to such an extent that they will be able to love the power which created them, for only love sets them free from all bondage, from all darkness and all weakness. And if they are now able to show love towards me, then they will also voluntarily do what I demand of them through my word. They will keep my commandments of love and thereby attain the light. Only my word can achieve this. Only if I can address a person can his state of darkness be changed, but never by his fellow human beings' teachings, no matter how wise, which are not based on my word. And even if my word is conveyed to the human being by fellow human beings, he himself must now give me the opportunity to address him. He must. Prompted by this transmission, mentally connect with me, and then I myself can speak to him and my word will not fail to have an effect. Only then will the human being be able to believe without proof, and he will voluntarily submit himself to the power which created him, he will surrender himself to it, and then the resistance will be broken which greatly prevented my best or will of love. Then the evidence of my love will constantly flow to the human being. Light and strength and unusual abilities will now become evident in him, he will increase in wisdom, and the close bond with me, which also results in a mutual activity of love, will also cause all those powers and abilities to emerge in the human being which he once possessed as a spiritual being as evidence of his divine origin but had lost due to his apostasy from me. But now the return to me has taken place because the human being allowed himself to be addressed by me and willingly followed my words. Because he believed them and learned to love me, who revealed myself to him. Amen.